Welcome to this podcast produced by Imagine, your resource for early childhood music therapy. Imagine is produced by Della Vista Publisher and can be found on the web at www.imagine.musictherapy.biz. This podcast is entitled In Warm or Wintry Weather, Respectful Diversity in Early Childhood Music Therapy, and presented by Robert Crony and Lee Anna Rassar. Should music be strictly from the child's cultural heritage, or could it also be combined with music from the new culture? What music could a music therapist use if a young child and their family arrive in the US from a different country and culture? In this podcast, Robert Crony and Lee Anna Rassar explore those questions by citing multicultural literature and sharing their discussions with music therapy experts. Learn about traditions, children's songs, scales, and various instruments to better serve clients from different cultures.
Ella Jenkins, a world-renowned multicultural singer-songwriter, recognized the importance of sharing musical cultures. In her song, You'll Sing a Song and I'll Sing a Song, she invites one child to sing a song, then asks another child, sometimes from a different culture, to sing a different song. She then asks both children to sing a song together, in warm or wintry weather. This song made us think about how music can be used to help children adapt to moving to a new culture. To learn more, we explored research on multicultural music and personally communicated with music therapists with extensive early childhood cultural knowledge.
We first ask, should the music chosen be strictly from the child's cultural heritage, or could it also be combined with music from the new culture?
Dr. Nechama Yehuda from Bar Ilan University in Israel wrote an article on musical authenticity, a deep emotional attachment to the music in music therapy. Dr. Yehuda interviewed music therapists and found that they may like the popular music of their day, but not older music, even though their clients might. They try to understand it, but say it's difficult. Additionally, music therapists found adolescence music more difficult due to youths criticizing the inexactness of the music therapist's performance. In the same way, immigrants may want to guard their traditional music when coming to another country or culture. Dr. Yehuda concluded that the multicultural encounter in music therapy is a very complex situation which requires the therapist to maintain a delicate balance when presenting issues of otherness to their clients. In considering whether or not to expose the client to foreign music, remember that there are endless intermediate compromises and the necessity to consider the client's age and level of maturity. Dr. Dorit Amir, head of music therapy at Bar Ilan University in Israel, believes that sharing music can build bridges between people from different cultures, and that community music therapy involves helping clients decide how much of their home culture they will preserve or reject when moving to a different culture. Dr. Peter Whiteman, an early childhood music education researcher from Australia, looks at how children create and share with their peers through intercultural interactions. He says, the reality is that children cross borders and interact with others and shape their cultures that in turn shape them. For example, making slight changes in a traditional song forms a new work and reduces strict acculturation. Florence Girardi, Director of Music Therapy and Counseling at Drexel University and member of the AMTA International Committee, believes that including music from their home and new culture could parallel the child's experience of acculturation, saying that music is an excellent vehicle for retaining aspects of the culture of origin while gradually acquiring aspects of the new culture. Girardi also encourages music therapists to use their clinical wisdom and skill to determine when to begin the transition to the new culture in ways which would be appropriate for that child. In consideration of possible difficulties that could arise when transitioning to a new culture, Mayumi Adachi's article in Patricia Sheehan Campbell and Trevor Wiggins' book, The Oxford Handbook of Children's Musical Cultures, explores early childhood music education in Japan, where the collective is culturally revered more than the individual. In Japanese preschools, singing traditional songs as a group took precedent over child composition and improvisation. Thus, it may take time and gradual steps to introduce Eastern-cultured children to individual musical agency common in Western cultures. Music therapist Ariel Weisberger suggests using music from both cultures, especially songs that are available in both languages, such as Twinkle Twinkle, or Estrellita Donde Estás, or Wheels on the Bus, or Las Ruedas del Autobús, as singing them in both languages can promote integration.
Our second question asks, what music, such as songs, scales, and instruments, can a music therapist use if a young child and their family arrive in the United States from a different country and culture? Girardi provided the following suggestions. Ask the family about their preferred music, and if newly arrived, consider starting with the music of their culture of origin, particularly lullabies and children's songs. Determine if there are cultural rules to music, such as who is allowed to play music. Dr. Shelley Griffin, Associate Professor of Elementary Music at Brock University in Canada, observed children in their French immersion music classroom, then went to the homes of some students to observe and talk with them and their parents, comparing the settings regarding music experience, culture, and child agency. She suggests that music therapists learn about their clients' musical experiences and expressions in a variety of settings before planning and treatment. She found that freedom, choice, and control will give children the chance to explore music making on their own. Music educator Maureen Harris favors live music over computer music in the multicultural classroom, with the former able to capture the subtle nuances of speech inflection, body language, expression, gestures, and emotions which cannot be experienced through online interaction. Her tips include taking time to introduce the instructions and instruments. She suggests that instructions be sung using a pure and clear vocal tone in a higher pitch to match the natural range of the children. She also provides a list of instruments from other countries.
Weisberger, also a Latin rhythm specialist, provided some popular early childhood Spanish songs with melodies and scales that are similar to American music. Pin Pon es un muñeco, un elefante se balanceaba, la vaca lechera, Estrellita donde estás, los pollitos, and many more. For instruments, he suggested several Latin percussion instruments often used in music therapy work, such as claves, maracas, and woodblocks. Music therapist, teaching artist, and Middle Eastern music aficionado Suzanne Osman shared about early childhood Middle Eastern music culture. She provided several songs that are fairly well known throughout the Mideast region, such as These Baby Chicks, Tick 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 Mrs. Suleiman, Ami Bo Masood, or My Uncle Bo Masood, and a well-known Arabic lullaby. She suggested including parents in sessions to assist with singing the lyrics and using the melodies and rhythms as a basis for improvisation. My colleague Liana Rezar has some additional thoughts on Middle Eastern music as well as Native American musical culture.
The term Middle Eastern includes many different cultures, not just different countries, so entire styles and harmonic structures may be different. The term Arabic can refer to people who are Muslim or Jewish or Christian. The musical style that is shared may be similar for some groups, but the lyrics often reflect belief systems which are not in common. So avoiding lyrics that would be offensive is one consideration. Some Muslim and Christian faith groups allow only religious and spiritual music. Some do not allow dancing, and some do not allow accompaniment instruments for singing. We need to know the traditions of each group to be respectful. Native Americans have a wide variety of accepted musical practices, even on the same reservation, ranging from traditionalists who don't believe the drum should ever be played inside, to those who support intertribal music sharing, and younger musicians who create musical fusion styles to integrate political commentary with contemporary popular music. Native American culture values the community over the individual and reflects this in musical practice. Most versions of the pentatonic harmonic structures used in Native American traditional music cover only 5 musical steps, unlike other pentatonic versions, which are spread out over an 8-note Western musical scale equivalent. Herjoshi is an interesting mode as it is used in both Native American and Asian music.
Finally, when including music from other cultures in clinical music therapy work, it is important to consider the issues of cultural appropriation and cultural humility.
Girardi urged us to consider speaking gently with the child's family regarding any potential cultural biases they may have as they enter into the new environment. She advises thinking about 3 things when working across cultures: awareness, meaning to learn about yourself musically; knowledge, or learning how to enter music of another culture along with its meaning in that culture; and skills, learning how to facilitate an experience with humility.
We hope that you can make use of the information we have shared to better serve your clients, as we all strive towards respectful diversity and early childhood music therapy in warm or wintry weather.
Thanks for listening to this Imagine podcast produced in 2020.